You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The numbers of tech-related layoffs in California are staggering. Since just the beginning of 2023, tech companies based in California have already let go of almost 25,000 positions. That is outpacing all of the layoffs from last year when the tech industry shed 44,000 jobs. The layoffs span Twitter, Google, Facebook, and Salesforce, to name a few. Analysts believe these jobs were the result of tech companies overhiring during the pandemic and forced to shed payrolls as 2023 points to a slowdown in the economy and possibly a recession. While layoffs of any kind are unpleasant, the state of California is looking to seize the opportunity by announcing a new program to try and lure laid-off tech workers into a career in state service. And while these state jobs may not come with all of those perks of working for Facebook or Google, like free lunches and sleeping pods, the state is touting its own set of perks. Matthias Jaime oversees the technology portfolio of California's Government Operations Agency and joins us about his new recruiting mission for California's tech workers. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you work for GovOps. What is GovOps as a state agency and your role as overseeing the state's technology portfolio?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me here. And my role is as the Deputy Secretary of Technology and Innovation and the Agency Information Officer for the GovOps agency. And we oversee 13 departments. And this is actually a question I get a bit because the state has a lot of departments. We have over 150 departments. And GovOps is really kind of overseeing the departments that do core government functions. So the easiest way to describe it is we're kind of the chief operating officer for the state. So we oversee the departments that do HR, oversee the departments that do general business and procurement and also technology. We also have the tax departments underneath us. And so we kind of have like those core operating functions and really trying to push forward what is possible in terms of state service.
No one likes to hear about layoffs, but why are you hearing about so many tech jobs that are being lost in California?
Well, I mean, I think that's from the private sector in terms of what their finances and their market outlook looks like. I think for the state of California, we also have a big need for technology roles, and it's been a constant issue. I work very closely with the CIOs of each of our departments, with our Department of Technology and our Office of Data Innovation in particular, and it's a common need for us as well. I think there's a huge demand in terms of the services and the types of skill sets they bring into government that we need to continue to be able to create new services, improve our own delivery, and I think it's a challenge. We're all competing with each other to bring in technologists into our organizations. And so this is actually a really unique opportunity for us to get the word out about state service, about what's possible to come in and really try to make a difference in California and our communities. And so we're really excited. We have these 21 departments working together now, trying to really get the word out, providing an elevated level of service and trying to tell that message of what does it mean to work in government, bring those skill sets inside here so we can really, really start changing the way that we're serving our community.
You know, right now, the state has over 400 tech-related job openings, and there's a virtual job fair. There's also in-person opportunities as well. So take us on a tour and highlight some of the jobs that are available.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really exciting opportunities that are happening across the state. And I think part of our issue is really trying to get the word out of what can you do. And so we have, I think, I looked last, like 452 posted opportunities right now, but that number's always changing. We have, like I said, over 150 departments. They all have technology needs and they all have other initiatives that are really moving forward. So like one thing that we like to call out quite a bit are some of these larger projects that Governor Newsom has put a lot of money towards and really is going to be changing the way that the government or the state is serving the public. And so one of those flagship initiatives under Governor Newsom is the modernization of our employment development department or the unemployment insurance and disability insurance. So he's putting hundreds of millions of dollars to really remake how we're delivering those services, supporting the community. And so that is a huge
technology. You're talking about EDD?
EDD. That's a huge technology project. And we need those technology skills in that department to move forward. And so that's something that's going to be moving forward, even in a downturn. These projects are part of our social safety net, the fabric of government, and we need more people to come in to help us move forward. But those kind of projects are happening all across government. One of our departments, FTB, or the Franchise Tax Board, I think this is a department that most people might be like, I don't know if that's really something that's interesting to me.
It's not putting people to sleep.
Yeah. But they also,
but it's important.
They also manage the earned income tax credit. And so this is a key social safety net program, really helping people break out of the poverty cycle. And it is something that they administer, and we really need more people to help administer that program. They also have this huge project for bringing in business intelligence and data analysis into the department. It's going to be same level cutting edge of any of the top tier Silicon Valley companies and what they're trying to do there. And so, again, we have a lot of different things happening across the state that we're really trying to find and tell our story to show that if you join us, there is ways that you can really be improving your community, using your skill set in a way that helps move the government forward and also helps California.
How are you trying to attract a workforce that is already kind of used to a pretty unique work environment? You know, we know that high tech companies, you know, offer these perks that can be differentiators, you know, free meals, bonuses, travel budgets, you know, even I remember like sleeping pods. I had a friend that worked in tech, you know, there's a gym, there's all of these perks. But in your promotional materials for the state, I mean, you're also highlighting some of the perks of state service, of a state job. So let's dive into some of them. What are the highlights that you're telling people about?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we talk about government service, there are things that everyone knows that is true. And so we do offer stability and we do offer certain benefits that are attractive to a lot of people. I think the work-life balance and really thinking about some of these benefits like a pension, those aren't very commonly accessible in other parts of the economy, but that is part of our life in government. But for me, at least, when I really think about government service and when I talk to people about joining, it really is more about the impact and the mission that government offers. And that's part of what we have been using to bring in Silicon Valley and other kind of technologies into government to really emphasize the impact that you can make. Governor Newsom actually created a department called the Office of Data and Innovation for this express purpose of bringing in product managers, designers, data scientists, these next level of kind of skill sets that Silicon Valley have in commonplace, and to bring them into government. And the whole frame around the Office of Data Innovation, or their acronym is ODI, because we love acronyms in government, is about the impact that they can make and transform the way that we do service delivery in government. And so some of their projects that they're working on with departments across the state are looking at how do we improve the social safety net, the way that we're bringing in or helping vulnerable populations, how do we bring in and make services more accessible, put it in more plain language, or doing some advanced data analytics through data science. And I think that having this kind of department that is purely focused on demonstrating what is possible if we have those skill sets in there is part of this kind of larger transformation strategy we have of, if we can do it with ODI, we can also do it at EDD, or we can also do it with some of these other departments and service areas, and really start changing the way that government is operating. And I think whenever I talk to people at ODI, or I'm coming from the city and county of San Francisco too, who whenever we are working on these projects, it's the mission and it's kind of the work itself that speaks for it, and really being able to use your skill sets, move at speed, and really be able to help our community, that's kind of the reward in itself. And we also know that just the nature of employment has changed. Younger generations in particular are staying at jobs for less time. And I think that's where we're trying to make space with ODI and other capacities as well, where you can come in, do some good work, help us move forward, and then we'll try to keep you as much as we can. But if you move on, that's also a kind of understanding that that's where we are.
Yeah, the office has also changed as well. You know, it's in people's homes. People also moved away. I mean, it's changed dramatically in recent years. Are you expecting people to go into state buildings, or can this be remote work?
Yeah, so I live in Oakland, actually. And so I came up today for this. And also, we have one day in the week in the office for GovOps. But I think that each department has their different kind of hybrid work policy. And I think that what we have seen through COVID and the pandemic response is that telecommuting is possible. We can make that work. And it has been part of the kind of recruitment strategy now that we now can start trying to bring in people from the Bay Area or from the LA or from San Diego to be part of state service. And I think that we've shown that we can work like that. It is something that is going to be a constant negotiation. I know that there's a lot of energy and like shared efficiencies that just being close by, and most of the departments are in Sacramento. And so there is a lot. I really enjoy coming in every Tuesday because I get to talk to my colleagues. It's a big rush. We get to start talking about all sorts of different kind of things that are happening, which is a little different when you're hybrid. But I think each department is figuring out what makes sense for them in the long term. And we are just trying to find out new ways to bring in new people into the state. And I think that's a big part of the Work for California campaign. How do we get the word out to people who might not have considered government service before and share that it is possible that we can make things work for you? And it actually is a very attractive way to make a difference.
Yeah, and you mentioned that this also touts career stability. I mean, you mentioned benefits like pensions as well as health coverage. What salary ranges are we talking about?
It really depends on where you are in the position and the seniority. But we do have, I think, technologists with what I'm working for senior managers. We're talking about in six-figure range for a lot of these positions. I think Sacramento does have a different cost of living than the Bay Area. But again, it's kind of the balance of the benefits and the mission and understanding that we need your help. And I think that you can make a difference in trying to see if this is something that works for you is something that we're looking to have those kind of conversations with people.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and we're talking about the state rolling out a new hiring campaign to recruit tech workers being laid off by the industry in California. Given that the state is currently facing a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall, I mean, our budgets can be quite volatile in California, you know, are state jobs considered recession-proof, meaning can tech workers feel confident that the state's budget won't impact them and their careers?
I mean, I think that government is not going to be completely insulated from the economy. And so we are looking at a tighter year for budget, and there are going to be different kind of cuts and different kind of things that we have to address in this year. But government is more stable, I think, than a lot of other areas. And so I think there is a level of stability that we can offer for a lot of roles. It is a draw for a lot of people. I think when they're looking at raising their families or having that work-life balance, I think that a lot of our positions are really competitive in that sense because we are looking at the long term of how do we really build up California and our communities. And that's a conversation that is going to take time to always be growing. And so we have strong connections with our unions to make sure that we have stability with our positions. And yeah, I mean, I think it's just a matter of finding the right role for each individual person and then seeing what kind of a path that looks like.
Yeah. The way you're talking about it, I mean, this is really this new initiative when you talk about ODI and that could provide a framework for other departments like EDD. So this is kind of like a startup in a sense. I mean, do you think that would be enticing to tech workers that are you know, quite possibly used to startups?
I think so. ODI is just it's one of my favorite departments to work with because they really bring in this kind of attitude of working fast and really bringing in this kind of design thinking and product mindset into government. And the results speak for themselves in terms of what they're able to accomplish. They were instrumental during the pandemic to set up the COVID-19 website and get out the vaccine campaign and really using those modern methods to operationalize the state's response to COVID. And that work is continuing. And I think that when we tell those stories about what kind of impact you can make and that those skill sets are valued and that are actually very effective in helping us make larger change, I think that has been always attractive to anyone I've ever talked to that's coming from Silicon Valley.
Is cybersecurity a big need right now in California?
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that was on my notes to make sure to talk much more about. But cybersecurity is a big need for the state. And we have a lot of operational needs across the state, but cybersecurity in particular is something that we're investing in heavily, and it's something that we are trying to put into the Work for California campaign to really put out the word that we are hiring and looking for cybersecurity professionals. We are having an in-person recruiting fair coming up on February 23rd, and I just learned that our chief information security officer is going to be there in attendance. And that just kind of shows you that we are really putting the word out to say that the state is looking for to hire technologists, but especially cybersecurity people. And we'd like to just start with a conversation. I know that we have a complex hiring process in the state, but it really starts with a a conversation of what can you do and what our needs are and what you're looking for in your career. And that's what we're trying to make ourselves available through the Work for California campaign and this recruiting fair, where we can just kind of have these low stakes engagements and share a little bit more about what's possible and some of the initiatives that we're moving forward.
Yeah, I saw a flyer for it. It's in Oakland. Are there other job fairs across the state, since this is a statewide push?
Yeah, there's a lot of job fairs that the state's always running. And I think a lot of departments independently run their own jobs fair. What we're trying to do with Work for California is just coordinate that a little bit more. And so this event on February 23rd is intended to be targeted a little bit more for the Bay Area technologist scene, but also these other roles that we're looking for, are like attorneys, accountants. We're looking for a lot of analyst people. These are kind of like the largest gaps in the state right now. And really just trying to go to those job centers or those areas that there's a lot of people who may not have heard about state service or are interested to learn more. We want to go out to you and tell that story a little bit more. But alongside the in-person event that we're doing in Oakland, we're also doing a number of virtual fairs to make that a little bit more accessible for people to learn
more.
How does
that work?
I think there's a lot of different ways, and I've actually been participating quite a bit. These are going to be a little bit shorter segments, I think, and where we're going to be able to share a little bit more detail about a specific role or a specific type of job that we're looking for, but then really start to have that early conversations to answer people's questions, both about our hiring process, but also what is it like to work in government. And so either through chats or conversations, I think what I really encourage the departments who are participating here is try to have as many phone calls as you can, just like a one-on-one, and answer people's questions. I think that's really a way to show that we're invested in you and really trying to show that the state is trying to bring in new people into government. And so we'll see how many more people we can bring in. But I think that we have a strong story of what's possible here. So I hope that we can get the word out to new people.
I was envisioning like a Zoom room with like hundreds of little boxes and doing them into breakout rooms or something. But it is also like a one-on-one experience as
Yeah,
well.
I've done virtual fairs like that as well. But yeah, there's actually a lot of platforms out there that make it pretty interactive and a little bit more individual, so you can actually have those one-on-one conversations.
Anything else you want people to know? I mean, is there actually like a central location, a website that people can go directly towards?
Yeah, absolutely. If you are interested at all, we have a website called workforcalifornia.ca.gov. And really what we're just asking people to do is fill out this interest form and just share us a little bit about what are you interested in, or your areas of interest, and it'll give us just some information to reach out to you. Our departments are sending out emails and trying to contact people who do fill out the interest form to sell the government and what we're doing a little bit more, and try to have that initial conversation. We recognize that submitting an application is a big step there too, and so really want to tell that story of what we're trying to work on and try to get you interested in working for government.
Matthias, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthias Heime is with California's Government Operations Agency. Still ahead, we're going to head up to the foothills, get a sneak peek of this year's Wild and Scenic Film Festival, featuring scores of films ranging from adventure to environmental activism. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.